us pray prayer together on our knees. Let us pray prayer together on our knees. When I fall on my knees with my face to the rising sun, oh Lord, have mercy.
Welcome to The Bible Speaks with Elgin Kerlock. The Bible Speaks is a weekly ministry of Harvest International. Our prayer is that The Bible Speaks will encourage you in your study of God's Word. You will be able to contact Elgin at the address given at the end of this broadcast. And now, here's Elgin.
Good things are given to those who are right with God, but the mouth of the sinful hides trouble. Those who are right with God are remembered with honor, but the name of the sinful will waste away. The wise in heart will receive teaching, but a fast-talking fool will become nothing. Proverbs 10, verses 6 through 8. Brothers and sisters, I welcome you to another edition of Words of Inspiration. And today, we're going to go back to the Old Testament and speak on the topic of go in and possess the land. Our scriptural inspiration comes from Deuteronomy chapter 1, verse 8, which reads, "See, I have set the land before you. Go in and take possession of the land that the Lord swore to your fathers, to Abraham, to Isaac, and to Jacob, to give them and their offspring after them." Do we take the promises of God seriously? As we look at what is going on with the Israelites during this chapter, God has just told them to leave Mount Horeb, turn and take your journey. And our scripture is his assurance of the reward that awaits their obedience. In verse 22 of chapter 1, Moses sent 12 leaders to go survey the land and bring report of what they found. I want you to be sure to understand that meant they made it to Canaan. So they knew where it was, but ultimately their unbelief caused another 38 years of wandering. Numbers 13, verse 30 tells us, "But Caleb quieted the people before Moses and said, 'Let us go up at once and occupy it, for we are well able to overcome it.'" Caleb and Joshua took God at his word, and it didn't matter that there were giants, beasts, and other nations that would have to be conquered. God promised it to them, and that was enough. Are the promises of God enough for you? The process of taking possession was a test of Israel's faith and obedience. The Israelites faced numerous challenges, including formidable enemies and the temptation to adapt foreign customs and deities. Their success depended on their reliance on God and adherence to his commands. This journey tested and ultimately strengthened their collective identity as God's chosen people. The word process is where so many of us have trouble. We want a solution or breakthrough in our timing and not God's timing. The process is not to keep you from anything. It is to give you enough time to grow into the person you need to be in order for God to give you what you're asking for. That being said, when you have received all that you need to take possession, you have to have faith and trust in God to do so. The children of Israel spent a year at Mount Horeb being prepared and still failed to believe in God's promise, and none of them, Joshua and Caleb, made it into the promised land. Taking possession was also a divine mandate that provided the Israelites with both the authority and the obligation to occupy the land. It involved conquering and settling the area, which required driving out the existing Canaanite nations. This aspect of the command is often challenging to reconcile with modern sensibilities about justice and peace. But in the biblical context, it was seen as a necessary part of establishing Israel as a nation under God's rule and protection. Brothers and sisters, when God commanded the Israelites to go in and take possession of the land, it was a multifaceted directive that involved physical conquest, spiritual testing, fulfillment of divine promises, and the establishment of a holy community under God's sovereignty. This command was central to the identity and history of Israel as God's chosen people. What land are you supposed to be possessing? I thank you for joining me today, and I look forward to our discussion on tomorrow. Until then, God bless. I've wandered far
away from God. This program is cared for by listeners who care. Your prayers and financial investment in this ministry helps to keep the good news on the air. We look forward to hearing from you and invite you to write us at Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Again, that's Harvest International, Post Office Box 6690, Ocala, Florida 34478. Oh.